According to the Associated Press, Marcy's Law would give crime victims and their families the right to participate in judicial proceedings and be notified of key developments in a case. It would also expand their privacy rights. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana was one of five groups that challenged Marcy's Law.
First of all, it allows the court time to hear reasoned argument from all parties on the actual substantive issues that are raised in the petition to declare CI 116 unconstitutional.
Alex Wright is the legal director for the ACLU of Montana.
Second, it allows for those local governments that are guessing at how to implement this law some respite when it comes to sort of figuring out how to proceed.
Wright says victims of crimes deserve protections, and he believes there are existing protections already in place that should be rigorously enforced.
They passed a constitutional amendment which effectively changes or alters at least eight different provisions within our Declaration of Rights.
The state's high court said there was good cause to stay the law from being implemented as scheduled tomorrow. Spokesperson for Marcy's Law for Montana, Chuck Deneau, said in a statement issued today, quote, "Any delay, especially one based on a complaint filed at the 11th hour, would create confusion and, most importantly, deprive victims of the rights that an overwhelming majority chose to provide," unquote. Last fall, Montana became one of a handful of states to adopt Marcy's Law. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.